Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You will want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about anything. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing, in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience and journal if you would like. So if you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself in a large, round, luxurious, and comfortable travel pod where you're seated in a comfortable, lazy boy-like chair. As you look around, a flight attendant announces that you will be arriving at your destination in a few moments. Then you will land directly at the center of a beautiful, European-like city that you've never been to before. As you get ready to leave the pod, the flight attendant gives you a complimentary travel kit that you put into your backpack. She tells you that there are wonderful items in the travel kit that will enhance your experience on this next leg of your journey. As soon as you get out of the travel pod, you find yourself gazing around. Your eye catches a simple yet gorgeous stone bridge. It's a pedestrian bridge where foot traffic and bicycles are able to cross. From where you stand, the sun is reflecting on the bridge, and you want to get closer to see what is there. As you get closer, you see that there are thousands of locks on both sides of the metal net bridge. You notice that there are small size padlocks of all kinds and shapes. There's large ones too. You are surprised when you see the sheer volume of locks and the details that make many of the locks you find there stand out with unique features. Many of the locks are etched in messages with people's names or initials. Some have dates. Each individual lock has a unique story. There are so many different scenarios that each lock could represent. The possibilities are endless, like unrequited love, friendship and promises, marriage vows, lovers' devotion to each other, even unconditional love for a favorite pet, just to name a few. As you ponder all of this, you notice that your backpack is starting to gently vibrate, and you're curious. You open up your backpack and find the travel kit, and that is what is vibrating, so you open that up too. And you see a unique heart-shaped lock with a key, and the lock starts to talk to you, giving you instructions. This lock is for you to place on the bridge of locks if you choose. Who is one person, place, or thing that you are happy and content to commit to or stay committed to, and why? You are also asked to ponder if there is a deadlock situation in your current life that you would like to have a new insight on and a new possibility to get beyond that. You are asked to stay open for insights that can bubble up perhaps during this exploration here. As you reflect for a moment, you are given an opportunity to place or not to place the lock at the bridge. After a few moments, you prepare to leave the bridge, and you are guided by a local woman to take 20 steps to the right, where you will find a bank. Once you are there, you walk inside. You are greeted and asked to look inside your travel kit for your own safety deposit key. To your surprise, you easily find a bright green key. Your key unlocks a door to a plush room, and inside you find velvet walls in deep purple, and a ledger, and a comfortable seat. You lock the door as the attendant leaves you, and you sit down at the chair and look at the ledger. You notice on the first page a list of emotional bank accounts and where you've made most of your deposits in your life. You also can see where others have deposited into your emotional bank accounts. The instructions written in the ledger to you are, just look at the accounts you're about to see with curiosity and be open to what is revealed to you. Just observe with compassion and love. You know there are some accounts where interest has accumulated and some accounts where there is not much activity or change, no growth of interest in the accounts, and some accounts where the accounts are overdrawn with insufficient funds to cover all the recent and ongoing withdrawals. As you turn the page of the ledger, there is a sentence that has been written for you. Where do you really want to invest your valuable assets of time, energy, and resources now in your life? And where do you want to make deposits and withdrawals, and from whom? There is a safety deposit box before you to your right, and you're prompted to place your most prized and treasured belongings in there, knowing that you can access this box any time you want, as you are the only one with the key. Next, you move into a door to the left, and it leads you into another room, an even cozier room with a fireplace, and you are seated on a plush purple velvet chair. You find your favorite hot beverage is there, and you start to drink it. You look down at the small writing table that is before you, and you notice there's a beautiful diary book with your name monogrammed on its cover. There is a diary lock on the diary and a small key. You open the diary up, and the pages smell like your favorite scent. A pen, the kind that you favor to write with, is also attached to the diary. This room is your sanctuary, where only you have a key to come into this place, and it is a private room where in your diary you can write anything that you want to explore, perceptions, musings, and ideas, for this is a place for you to dream and scheme. This is a place where you know it is private, and it is also a place for you to unwind, ponder, and re-energize yourself. You prepare to leave this place, and you lock the door on your way out. You are next guided into a room that will give you an image of the invisible energetic threads that extend to you and to others when you've made emotional deposits or withdrawals with them. The lights go out in this room, and instantly you are able to see the invisible threads related to yours and others giving and receiving. Just notice what you feel and sense in this moment and be curious. Let this energetic blueprint inform you, for it is a blueprint that you can ponder if you choose to once you're away from this space. And now, as you're preparing to leave this exploration, your backpack is vibrating again. You look into the bag and find one more item that is lit up brightly. And in there, what you find is a get-out-of-jail-free card, like the kind from the Monopoly board game. It is there to remind you that there are always possibilities to get out of a stuck place that seems to have you or another locked into something that perhaps needs to shift into something new and perhaps in an unexpected way. The card speaks to you and playfully hints that this card could be offered to yourself or another in times of frustration in order to challenge you to think of a new way of being or moving through a difficult, stuck situation. So now, as you prepare to leave, you thank all of your insights and for this exploration that you've had today. Know that you can come back here at any time. Take a few moments and just relax. And when you're ready, you will know when that is. And you can start to move your fingers or your toes and come back into a seated and upright position, opening your eyes. I want to thank you for spending this time with me. And you can take time to write notes and journal if you choose. Until next time, I wish you well.